Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie
on the house.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the phone.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, Rosie on the house. Your Saturday morning tradition for 34 years. It is the first Saturday of the month, first Saturday in February. So we are talking farm fresh commodities if you're following along in your Arizona homeowners home maintenance calendar that we publish. You can see that we're talking citrus today, but we're doubling up today. We're going to kill two birds with one stone, talking citrus and hay. Now, why hay? Well, we'll get to that. We've got spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau in studio with us, Julie Murphy. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here, as always.
Nice chilly week.
It is. I just was on the phone with my dad as I was heading up here. Actually, I was parked in the parking lot, so I wasn't talking while I was driving. It was 18 degrees where he's at. He's south of Arizona City. So it's cold.
It's a nice, and somebody was complaining, I'm like, it just lasts for a week, maybe two. You'll be okay.
It hasn't been that the case.
The coldest I got this week was talking to my sister in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, yes.
It was like -9. Oh. I got cold talking to her on the phone.
Our farmers and ranchers, especially in North Dakota, South Dakota, they have to be bundled up. So we're still lucky, even though we might get a little cold during the winter.
Yet we need those chill hours for citrus, right, Romy?
Not citrus.
Oh, like we do.
Stone fruits like apples and
okay,
and
fruits.
For pistachios.
Okay.
We need chill hours for pistachios. We grow them wonderfully here in Arizona. But we have a guest in studio that I don't think we've had you here yet. So Trevor Bales with Bales Hay Sales. He's actually kind of made a name for himself. I call him a farm social media influencer. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube.
TikTok. Not so much Facebook.
Yeah, not so much Facebook, but all the...
The new generation.
Yeah.
You're not in that old people's platform.
Exactly. He's where the young guns hang out.
I have a hard time figuring out TikTok, but Facebook, I don't know. There's just so many things. I'm like, I don't know. I can't just hit upload and... I don't know. Just different. I don't like it as much, so...
So is Instagram or is it YouTube your favorite?
Instagram and TikTok are by far the easiest. I need my wife to help me to do anything on YouTube. I've recently figured out, though, you can do short stories and short little posts, which I didn't realize you could do until a couple days ago. So I don't know. I might start having a little more fun with YouTube on these short posts. We'll see.
For Nicole then, right?
Oh, my gosh. There would be no YouTube without a couple friends that are already YouTubers and my wife. Like, you have to do some editing. So I was trying to do it all with my phone. And if you try to edit and you have fat fingers on an iPhone, it just doesn't, doesn't work. And so I said,
sometimes you don't have to have fat fingers. You just have to be uncoordinated.
I don't know. They need those little pins. What do they call those? Yeah, anyways, stylus. But, I just couldn't do it. So my wife said, I'll figure out the, editing.
Well, on the family thing, you know, you guys have an incredible story. I've known your mom and dad for quite some time. But you are the sixth generation of Bales in the agriculture industry, and your two boys.
Well, sixth generation on the farm. Not Bales, yeah.
On the farm. And you have two boys.
I do.
That if they choose, as they grow up, one of them's only 5 months old, they'd be seventh generation. So tell us about the Bales agriculture farm family legacy.
So it started off before Bales or the Belotes. The Belotes are the ones that homesteaded here in 1891, and they were cattle ranchers. They've settled down on near the quote-unquote river. It's not, there's never water flowing, but it's the Gila River. They needed water. Water was shallow. There was water. So they ranched, and they did all this cattle stuff. Then they slowly went into farming and ranching. Then they built a feedlot, and that's about where the Bales came in, doing feedlot. My great-grandpa Wallace Bales married Alberta Belote. And then her family wasn't so interested in farming and agriculture anymore, so the Bales slowly bought the Belote pieces of property that were left. There were so many kids. It got split up so many times. So they bought what they could, and then it turned into the Belote farm with my great-grandpa Wallace Bale. Or it turned into the Bales farm, rather, sorry, with my great-grandpa Wallace.
What's really interesting about that, like a lot of roads in America, it's named after the first family that moved in and started you know, homesteading that area. Well, Bales Hay Farm is still on Belote Road in Buckeye.
It is. Which a lot of people don't realize that there was the family that was there. So it's fun when you get to tell someone, oh, that's actually my family that homesteaded here. So and that's before Arizona was even a state, 1891. Yes. Like, that's pretty sweet. And then when you pull into our farm, there's a big house, and I think a big two-story house. I think
it's
beautiful.
I've seen it. It's historical.
Yeah, it is. It's a historical landmark in Arizona. And, I think it was built in 1908 or somewhere around about there. It's still standing. And
so there's
a lot of
history.
Is it still inhabited, or it's just
no,
there for
No, it's just there. I'd like to turn it into a store, but it's right off the road. I'm like, man, it's so close to the road. I don't – like,
it'd be
hard for
parking.
And I can't imagine. Yeah, I guess I need to talk to you about redoing it. Maybe I don't know. Yes. It's boarded up. I recently.
It sounds
popped
like it. We need to move the road.
It's so cool. Yeah, it's got a basement. So, but because it's got a basement, it's raised off the ground. You could probably move the house fairly easy. I don't know.
Telling you, there's a little discussion going on. I think the Romeros are going to help the Bales.
You got to walk through it. It's super cool.
I want to do that.
It's boarded up, but I've popped one of the boards off, so we go through the flashlights. I did a whole YouTube on it, actually. It was kind of...
Oh, I know what I'm going to do on the next commercial break.
My wife put scary sound in it. I thought it was fun.
I love it. And that's a proof of sustainability in agriculture. Here's a sixth generation farm family still farming, and possibly your boys, if they so choose. So one other fun thing I want to give props to you on, Trevor, is that we recently, the Arizona Farm Bureau, recognized you as Ag Communicator of the Year during the annual meeting this last November. So why do you think we picked you?
There's quite a few ag YouTubes and Instagram and social media people. There aren't as many out of Arizona. And I didn't even realize that. I kind of had just – I wasn't – big into social media, and I didn't realize, the rest of the country doesn't farm like Arizona. Even though Arizona isn't known for an agriculture state, what we do farm, it's all year round. We never stop because of our weather and our lack of, because of our heat and our lack of moisture, essentially. So I thought, hey, I need to start documenting this and kind of enjoy it and just see where it goes from there. And I've been extremely blessed and lucky and it's flourished. And so I think that
and
the Farm Bureau recognized that.
When you do it, Trevor is funny.
I try not to be very serious.
If he was my son, I would tell everybody he's extremely handsome.
I don't know about that, but I like to goof off quite a bit on social media. I like to make people laugh.
Well, I know we've gotten the listeners to kind of clue in on this. How can they find you on the social media channels?
Instagram, it's Bales Hay. TikTok, it's Bales Hay. And then YouTube, it's Bales Hay Farm and Ranch, which is kind of long. I should have shortened the YouTube up. But
so even though a lot of the times you are talking about what you're doing on the farm, you're kind of tying in a little bit of the history, especially if you went into the homestead home and kind of YouTubed it and highlighted it.
Yeah, I need to do a better job about talking about the history and the future of things, but a lot of times I'm just running around like with a chicken with my head cut off, just doing things like, oh, let's take a picture or video of this real quick. And then my mind is just always running around. So
well,
it's hard
to focus.
Well, you
guys are pretty busy. When we went out to visit, we brought the American Farm Bureau Federation president, Zippy Duvall, and I could not believe how busy your place is.
It's always busy.
And
always busy.
Obviously, you're known for your hay, Bales Hay, where they bale hay. I love that.
Yes, Bales, B-A-L-E-S.
Yes.
It's like a bale of hay.
But you have grown other crops, and maybe you're still growing some of those? I don't know.
No, so we used to be, my dad prided himself and my grandfather, my grandpa Steve, my dad Steve Jr., in being cotton farmers. Oh, they love growing cotton. And then the cotton market wasn't doing so well, and we always had a little bit of baled hay in the background for the feedlot. And people would drive through, like right through the middle of our farm. You've got to drive past our shop, past the scales, past the equipment to get a bale of hay. And people would ask my grandpa, could we buy a bale from you or two? We don't have time to run to a feed store. He said, yeah, that's fine. And he told my dad, I think there's something in this. We need to take advantage or capitalize on the lack of feed stores around us. And my dad thought, no, I do not want the public just driving through our farm. One of our tractors is going to pull out and hit someone. Someone's going to back up and run someone over. Like, it's going to be, someone's going to die. No, he didn't think that. But he's like, this is a terrible idea. But luckily, my grandpa was persistent, and the cotton just got terrible. So the cattle got terrible. Everything, the prices all just dropped, except for everything but milk, apparently. And we went over to the retail hay, and then we've grown into wholesale hay, and we ship it all the way to Florida. Everything stays within the United States. But
wow, but you ship it all over.
Mm-hmm.
So you've done some of these other things, but talk about the alfalfa business.
Well,
here in Arizona. I do know one fact. We can have, in one season, anywhere from 8 to 9 cuttings on average. I've heard some farmers can have even more cuttings.
Oh, you can do 8 to 12. I mean, I know guys that are baling that were baling last month, January, and they baled in December. I mean, if you go every month, you technically could get 12 full cuttings.
And in contrast to the Midwest, that typically only gets about 3 or 4.
It depends where you are. Some guys get up to 6. Some guys get 2.
But it's nothing compared to us.
No, it's nothing like us. Yeah, and the quality we produce and the color. People see the bright greenness of it. Like, that hay's too green. I'm like, okay, we don't know what we're doing.
And, you know, a lot of people wonder, why is it, you know, why are we growing out? It's kind of like cotton. Why are we growing alfalfa in Arizona? It's a desert state. Well, you're taking care of the livestock, and because of that, alfalfa is milk chocolate in the making. That's what Nancy Kaywood, a Pinal County farmer here in Arizona, always says. So it's a pretty cool situation here in Arizona that we can do hay.
Yeah, I mean, it is the dry climate that helps us the most for making hay in the heat. It loves the heat and the dryness.
We've got Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, and Trevor Bales of Bales Hay and Ranch, talking farm fresh commodities. We will get to citrus, but hay is a big part of our local agriculture, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment, and then get to citrus in the second half of the hour.